Hey, podcast pals. John Moe here, host of Wits. Before you settle into this week's episode, I'm here to tell you that you can see radio happen live in person. We've got a bunch of Wits shows this fall at the Fitzgerald Theater in St. Paul with some amazing guests. Coming up October 17th, former Vikings punter and author Chris Cluey, comedian and This American Life regular Dave Hill, and singer-songwriter Sarah Watkins. Then we've got a double header with one of our favorite comedians, Paul F. Tompkins, whose last performance on Wits was legendary for his improvised song, Emu Attack. Thursday, October 24th, we've got Paul paired with beloved indie rockers Yola Tengo. Friday, October 25th, Paul will be with the hip-swinging singer-songwriter Rhett Miller, frontman of the Old 97s. Then, on November 1st, Aisha Tyler of the award-winning podcast Girl on Guy, host of Whose Line Is It Anyway? You might know her from Friends, CSI, 24, Archer. She's awesome. She'll be on with music guest Loudon Wainwright III, dad of Rufus, dad of Martha. He's been in movies by Judd Apatow, Cameron Crowe. He's also very awesome. So enjoy the show and also go on over to witsradio.org and find out how to get tickets to our live events. Thanks. I'm John Moe. On this week's Wits, he was Champ Kind in Anchorman and Todd Packer on The Office, actor and improv comedian David Koechner. Hear him take on the roles of Snoopy, a unicorn, and Dutch of Dutch and Small Eric Repair Practitioners. They try to help you with your broken cars.
Of course we can't fix tricky cars.
Broken food.
Got a hot dog with a gross part? Bring it in.
And broken dreams.
To promote our dream repair service, Small Eric entered several homes to offer free dream repairs. But in this town, it's a felony to promote your business that way.
Also on the show, Emily Haynes and Jimmy Shaw of Metric.
Oh, seriously, you're gonna make mistakes, you're young. Here we go now. Come on, baby, play me something. Like here comes the sun.
All on this week's Wits, and it's coming right up. From APM American Public Media and Minnesota Public Radio, this is Wits. I'm John Moe. Coming to you from the Fitzgerald Theater in St. Paul. People are listening to this in a theater, perhaps on the radio as well, and you might be hearing it through podcasts where all of our shows are archived for history. Maybe you're even listening to this hundreds of years from when I said it. And so, people of the future, this is my chance to talk to you. People of the present, just relax for a minute. People of the future, hi, how are you? How's space? Do you wear the silver jumpsuits I've imagined for so long? Look, people of the future, on behalf of all the people back here, I need to apologize. We drove our cars too much. We did. We'd drive our cars to nearby places in order to go running and then drive home. We'd drive our cars to a grocery store because we told ourselves we didn't have time to walk. Then we'd drive home and spend hours watching TV, eating the food from the store. Now, by way of explanation, not excuse, let me just say that we loved our cars. The chairs moved around, they had holders for the cups. So we did kind of poison the planet intentionally and willingly and repeatedly, but again, the cars were so neat and we liked TV. I need to apologize for war, people of the future. That's not exclusively on us, mind you. It had been going on a long time before we got here, but we didn't stop it. At all. We decided to keep killing each other as a way of resolving conflict. Now, we did innovate. We built robots to do some of the destruction, but it was still the same concept and still quite killy. I want to ask you, how are you feeling, people of the future? I hope your health is okay because I am telling you, we ate some weird junk back here in the present. Processed stuff, chemicals, animals that we treated like, wow. And not just a little weird stuff, a lot. Did we know it was weird stuff? Absolutely. And then we ate more. We drank soda, which has no benefit at all. We drank so much soda, you guys. When a politician tried to make us drink less soda, we rose up. Thing is, through all of this,
we adored ourselves. Even when we knew on some level we were screw-ups, we created a communications platform to tell everyone we knew what we were doing that day, and we named it Facebook, after books, the platform we were eradicating, and our own faces because we loved our faces. Anyway, enough about me. Again, talking about me is kind of our specialty. What about you? I hope you believe in yourselves too. Hope that carried over, and your ability to be superhero janitors for the mess that we made. I hope you came up with a better way to run cars. I hope our robot warriors eventually battle other robot warriors and not people, so that all the people can stay out of it and have waffles together and watch the awesome robot war. I hope those waffles are called space waffles. We got a great show, people of the future. We're joined by Emily Haynes and Jimmy Shaw of Metric. Actor and comedian David Koechner is here.
Dutch and Small Eric are trying to help you.
Hello, everyone. My name's Dutch. You all know me, or at least you should if you're not dumb dummies, because I'm good at things and I can help you. And so can my brother, Small Eric.
We can fix things.
We can fix things. Our car fixing business is now dead because people in this town keep bringing in tricky cars. Of course we can't fix tricky cars, right, Small Eric?
So now it's food.
Whoa, Small Eric. Now let me get a word in edgewise. He's right. Now we're in the food repair business. Got a hot dog with a gross part? Bring it in. We'll put it on the rack and take a look. Some bread loaf not performing the way it ought to? Free estimate. Maybe there's a salad that got all stupid and broken, and you think you could be a hero and solve it yourself?
Don't be a hero.
Don't be a hero, he says. I say don't be a dummy. Bring it all to our shed near the gas station they burned down. We'll help you. Dutch and Small Eric's Food Repair. We'll see you there.
Dutch and Small Eric are trying to help you.
You know him as Champ Kine from Anchorman, Todd Packer from The Office. He's been in Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, Talladega Nights, The Naked Trucker and T-Bone Show, and yes, Snakes on a Plane. David Koechner, welcome to Wits.
Thank you for having me, Johnny.
Now, I discovered, and I've watched Anchorman many times, I discovered on YouTube the Wake Up Ron Burgundy movie,
yeah,
which is an hour and a half of scenes not used in the first Anchorman movie.
Correct.
That is a rabbit hole to go down. That is some...
It's good.
It's like, it is crazier than Anchorman.
Yes.
How many movies worth of scenes did you film for that show?
I don't know.
For that film?
Guess what? In this next one?
Yeah.
It could be four films. I'm not even kidding a little bit. There's so much material. None of us know what the movie is going to be. I know it sounds like a joke, but I'm being very honest with you. I cannot wait to see what's in the movie.
How do the ideas come up in something like that? I can't imagine you're handed a script and, like, say only these lines.
Well,
so what's
no.
that
Adam
process?
McKay is the writer-director, along with Will Ferrell. They're some of the most facile minds in comedy. Adam McKay is one of the brightest guys I've ever met in my life, and certainly one of the greatest comedy minds I've ever met. So what Adam will do is what they call the voice of God. He'll be directing, and a lot of times a director will come out after take and have a discussion with the actors. Well, the shorthand way of doing it is Adam will just yell out, not yell, he'll just speak new lines into the microphone. There'll be a speaker near the set. And so you're like, oh, I got a new line from God. But McKay is so incredible. He could do alternative lines, or we call them alts, for every character in the movie every day. He's amazing.
Champ here. I'm all about having fun. You know, get a couple of cocktails in me, start a fire in someone's kitchen. maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off. Anyway, I become kind of famous for my signature catchphrase, whammy, as in Gene Tennis at the plate. Whammy!
How many times a week does someone yell whammy at you?
I'll bet no one's going to do it here. Wow, those were so half-hearted.
It's
whammy!
It's the crack in the high register of the voice that sells it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
I think it is.
I have no idea.
David Koechner, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, sir.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to anger management class. I know you're all here because of a court order, but try to see it as an opportunity, okay? So let's tell you what, let's just introduce ourselves.
My name is Jimothy Bagelson. My boss claims I flipped over a cotton candy stand at our company retreat. And yes, that fits a pattern for me, but I was framed. Before I get into that, why is there a unicorn in the classroom?
Whoa, Jimothy. All species and mythological classifications are welcome here. Sir, I'm sorry that he said that.
No, it's fine. Unicorn is a traditional name, but we prefer the term singular pointed equine. My name is Jingle Hooves S. Glittertail. Yes, the S stands for sparkle. Yeah, I get angry. So, sorry if that blows your mind, man.
Well, thank you for that. Who's next?
Hey, I'm Miranda Stink, and I have an anger problem, but can I just say that you're like the most beautiful unicorn I've ever seen?
Singular pointed equine. And no, you can't just say that. I don't need to hear any more about how beautiful I am. I'm a savage beast.
No. Is your horn magic?
Yes. It also happens to be a deadly weapon. You notice that? Pretty sharp on the end, right? A horrifyingly sharp spear right between my eyes. But all anyone wants to talk about is how pretty and magical I am.
That's good, Jingle Hooves. Expand on that.
All my life, everybody wanted me to make glitter, right? Which I can do, but it's really painful. Or they'd say, hey, man, why don't you model for my young adult book cover? No one's ever taken me seriously, which compounded the clinical depression that's all too common among my species.
I had no idea.
I try to suppress it, but it comes bursting out as anger, which has been hell on Linda. She's my wife, a human. Deal with that. Anyway, she's put up with more than she should have had to over the years, and now the magic has just gone out.
Magic.
After a particularly bad argument over something stupid, I guess I hadn't shoveled after myself. I got so mad, I stabbed a hole through the kitchen nook. Linda left. It's been a dark time.
Jingle Hooves, what brought you here?
All right, I was in the meadow, right? School bus full of tween girls spills out into my field, surrounds me. So much screeching laughter, so many glittery scrunchies, hands all over my mane. Next thing I remember, woke up in a prison covered in blood.
Oh my God, what did you do?
Relax. It was my blood. I ran away and impaled myself, flipping over a cotton candy stand that was there for some lame company retreat.
Oh, wait a minute, that was my lame company retreat. It's because of you that I have to be in this class.
You want to go?
Yeah, what if I do want to go?
I will gut you and fill your insides with peppermint.
No, no one is filling anyone with peppermint. Jingle Hooves. Jingle Hooves, you act disrespectful to others because you don't respect yourself. Now look at me, Jingle Hooves.
Don't do this, man.
Jingle Hooves, it's not your fault.
What are you saying, man?
If you thought it was your fault,
I'm here to
tell you that it's not your fault.
All right, let me get this straight.
Yeah.
If I value myself, it doesn't matter that everyone thinks I'm a pretty little magic pony. I know in my heart who I am. I am Jingle Hooves, Sparkle, Glittertail, and I love myself.
So can I braid your mane?
You know what? Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'd like, I kind of like that.
Good.
I kind of like
good.
That.
All right. Big breakthrough for you.
Okay.
Very proud of you, Jingle Hooves.
You're pretty good.
That was me as the doctor, Jimmy Shaw as Jimothy Bagelson, David Koechner as Jingle Hooves, and Emily Haynes as Miranda Stink. This is Wits. I'm John Moe. More with David Koechner in just a moment. This is Wits. I'm John Moe. Our musical guest on Wits this week are musicians with acclaimed albums such as Fantasies, Grow Up and Blow Away, and their latest Synthetica. They are Emily Haynes and Jimmy Shaw of Metric.
2, 3, 4.
Nights are days, we
feet a path through the mirrored maze. I can see the end. Oh, but it hasn't happened yet. I can see the end. Oh, but it hasn't happened yet. Is this my life? Is this my life? Oh, am I breathing underwater? Am I breathing underwater? Am I breathing underwater?
Metric, ladies and gentlemen. Emily Haynes and Jimmy Shaw, come on over, you guys. Jimmy, you're a classically trained trumpet player, Juilliard education. What drew you to this kind of music?
I think it was Juilliard
that drew me
to this kind of music, actually.
Spent enough time teaching you one thing, you wanted to do the other?
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly, there was a day when I was in school and we had this very strict German conductor in the orchestra, and that day, I don't think I was having a very good day, and I was playing the trumpet, and I played the section of the music the way that I wanted to play it that day, and he made me stand up, and he ridiculed me in front of 110 people, and I thought to myself, I don't want to play music that I'm not allowed to express myself in. The whole point of doing this is if I have a bad day, I'd like to be able to express it in music. If I'm happy, I'd like to be able to say something. I don't want to have to do something that someone wrote down 250 years ago and has been misrepresented every single time since.
It's a good life lesson. How do you hear a song when you're writing it? Do you hear it in this intimate sense, or do you hear it, at a big outdoor stadium?
Predominantly, it happens when Emily brings a song to me, and she sits down and either picks up a three-string acoustic guitar that's this big.
I really like it if the guitar is just like three strings. Anything more, I'm like, whoa.
Your guitars seem to be getting smaller, and you're traveling with a guitar that's like this big.
Cigar box with a rubber band.
Yeah,
eventually.
Basically.
So she'll bring me these songs, and I'll sit, and she'll be like really nervous, and be like, I gotta play this song I wrote this morning. I can't have a conversation until a song gets out of me. So. We'll sit down and I'll listen to it, and it's like, it's really sad and it's really beautiful, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know, what am I going to do with this? And then it's kind of like, for me, when I hear some of the melodies that Emily comes up with, I need to hear those melodies go like thousands of feet over thousands of people, and so the thing that usually happens is we then take this, seed of whatever it was, and it becomes something bigger and bigger and bigger, and I think we're both very, very drawn to the idea that music could affect a lot of people at the same time. So we take these songs, these little like beautiful little seedlings, and make them into something as big as possible.
Well, we're glad you do. Emily and Jimmy of Metric, thank you very much. If you're just joining us, this is Wits. If you've been here all along, this is still Wits. I'm John Moe, here with actor David Koechner and the band Metric.
Dutch and Small Eric are trying to help you.
Hey, Dutch again. We're all disappointed that Dutch and Small Eric's food repair has gone out of business. It was a community treasure. We never did catch the people who broke in and ate all the food, but that wasn't us!
I didn't even like some of the foods that we had.
But good news, especially for you people who are having trouble in the bedroom. I'm talking about Scary Dreams announcing the grand opening of Dutch and Small Eric's Dream Repair Service. Now on this one, I'm more the business manager and a scheduler. When it's time to get those dreams in shape, just fall asleep and Small Eric does the rest. Show them, Small Eric.
You should dream about better things. Maybe there's some gum that you like. A unicorn is a good thing to think about.
It's magic. You won't even know he's there, mostly. Call us today, or better yet, stop by the shed near the old gas station that burned down because we don't have a phone anymore. See you there.
Dutch and Small Eric are trying to help you. Oh, caught in a bad romance.
Pop song correspondences. A letter to Lady Gaga from her husband, Lord Gaga. My dear lady, life at Gaga Manor has been quiet as it always is when you are away.
Ra ra Roma Roma ma Gaga, oh la la, want your bad romance.
I thank you for your letter and appreciated the parts I could understand. Your pledge of love heartens me, seeing as I am an older, unattractive British gentleman with physical ailments. You do not merely tolerate this, but celebrate it.
I want your ugly, I want your disease. I want your everything as long as it's free. I want your love. Love, 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 I want your love.
It is free due to my inherited fortune, including the ancient castle. I love you as well, but I have concerns. A lady in your position is expected to have hobbies. Most choose gardening or raising funds for the hospital. When you opted for music, I assumed it meant perhaps the harp. Still, I supported you by donning a series of trusses and leather gear to join you briefly as a backup dancer.
I want your drama, the touch of your hand. I want your leather-studded kiss in the sand. I want your love. Love, 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 I want your love.
As you know, my pelvis snapped at the first concert and I returned home. When your schedule permitted a visit to the estate, the staff excitedly put on vinyl bodysuits and bubble wigs to please you and festooned the grounds with writhing, well-oiled models. You seemed genuinely moved by what appeared to me to be mere foo-foo-rah and piffle. A woman's mystery, I suppose. In my last letter, I suggested perhaps we find a new hobby in which we could both participate. I am thankful that you suggest an idea.
I want your love and I want your revenge. You and me could write a bad romance. I want your love and all your lovers' revenge. You and me could write a bad romance.
A literary project? Intriguing. Sadly, I'm a Cambridge man, and as such, romance novels are beneath me. Grasp your sad meaning. It is our romance to which you refer. It has gone bad.
Oh, 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 caught in a bad romance.
Very well, my dear. I understand the marriage is over. It would be best to keep up appearances so as not to upset the maids. You know how they are. Meanwhile, we are expected to attend the gala at Buckingham Palace. Please wear your finest gown or giant baby onesie or leotard made of Gumby dolls or whatever. Sincerely, Lord Percy Gaga.
Ra ra ah, ah, ah. Roma Roma ma la la lo la la. Want your bed romance.
Janie Winterbauer as Lady Gaga.
Dutch and Small Eric are trying to help you.
Hey, folks, Dutch again. Sometimes I don't know why Small Eric and I keep trying to help this town. To promote our dream repair service, Small Eric entered several homes to offer free dream repairs. But in this town, it's a felony to promote your business that way.
I can't go near houses anymore.
So now, Eric is banned from going within 50 feet of any house. Meaning he's pretty much here in the shed near the old gas station that burnt down.
Hi there. I'm having problems with my cake. It tastes a little weird. Could you just...
Sorry! We don't do that anymore! Get the internet to fix it!
But couldn't you just help me with...
No! As I was saying, our new business, Dutch and Small Eric's Life Repair. We're life coaches. Turns out there's no state board exam or license for being a life coach. Anyone could just go for it. If your life is broken and stupid, stop by. We offer advice like, hey, make a list of things. Start a business with your brother.
Believe in your dreams if you want to believe in your dreams.
But not the one Small Eric whispered to you, because those are now off limits. Look, I'll be honest. There's some self-help books that I found at the library and threw out the window of the library because they won't let me check them out. I'll read you crap from there. Will it be great life coaching? No. But you'll be standing in a shed near the gas station they burned down. So what do you care? Come see us.
Dutch and Small Eric are trying to help you.
Performing the Lou Reed song, Perfect Day, here's Jimmy Shaw and Emily Haynes of Metric.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Just what you sow, you're
This is Wits. I'm John Moe. This week's guests are actor David Koechner and rock combo Metric. And coming up, Charlie Brown and Snoopy at last have a heart-to-heart talk. This is Wits. I'm John Moe. David Koechner is here. He's an actor. Metric is here, too. They're a band. The audience is here. They're an audience. There she is, the little red-haired girl. Come on, Charlie Brown. Don't be a blockhead. Just talk to her. Hi, I'm Charlie Brown. No, that's stupid. Oh, hey, Snoopy, you've got your bowl in your mouth there. You want something to eat, pal?
Yes, absolutely. That's why I brought my bowl to you, to fill it with food.
You're talking.
So are you.
Touché.
If I kept napping on top of my house, I'd starve, and that's not my style. My style is I take action. Here's my bowl. Fill it.
I'm filling it.
But you aren't hearing me, Charlie Brown. You want something, go get it. Don't stand here practicing how to say hello while it gets on the bus.
But what if I talk to her and she...
Worst she says is no. And then you'll know to save your feelings for someone who says yes. You think she's the only little redhead in town? She's not. There's two.
But that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say, what if she's... I don't know. Lately, nothing is what it seems. For all I know, I'm projecting kindness on that little red-headed girl. Lord knows, Lucy thinks I'm projecting.
What?
Never mind. Forget it. It's nothing.
Did she call you a blockhead?
No.
Because you're not a blockhead. You have the most circular head on God's green earth. Charlie, what did she say?
She said... Snoop, Lucy said you're not real. She says that you died years ago as a puppy and that I'm imagining you.
Oh, my God. Charlie, she's the devil on your shoulder. You know that, right?
I don't know what I know anymore.
Yes, you do. Of course you do. I'm real. Believe your senses. They don't lie.
Don't they?
Look at me. Hear me. Can you see me? Can you hear this? Can you, Charlie? Charlie Brown, can you feel this?
Ow, you hit me.
And you felt it because I am real. I'm concrete. Sidewalks got nothing on me, babe. I'm the actual. I'm the living, breathing truth 90% of the time. Other 10, I'm a World War I flying ace on the hunt for the Red Baron. I'll get you, von Richthofen. Side lesson, even though I'm the truest truth that ever was trued, pretend is important. I'm cluttering this up. Let's try something else. I smell your fear.
I'm scared because you're ranting.
I'm ranting because you're scared. Reconcile that in your big circle head. I'm not talking about right now I smell your fear. I mean, I do. It smells like salami and mildew. But it's your defining characteristic. I always smell it. You are fear, Charlie Brown. You're as yellow as your shirt. Woodstock, my friend who's a bird, he smelled your fear from the air. I tried to explain you to him. I can't. Birds don't have a word for fear.
I'm not fear, am I?
Charlie Brown, I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
What? I'm not going to hit you.
Because you're scared, because I am truth, and you are fear.
I see you writing sometimes, typing on top of your doghouse.
I know. Do you know how hard it is for a dog to get published?
What?
Charlie, you're scared of them all. Lucy, Peppermint Patty, even the girl with the naturally curly hair.
Dogs? Dogs can't write.
You don't even know how much you need to do this. Be the alpha for once in your life.
Dogs can't talk. Stop hitting me.
Make me, Charlie Brown. Stand up for yourself for the first time in your life.
Stop hitting me.
That's it.
You're a bad dog. Bad dog. Bad dog. What do you have to say about that?
Woof.
What? Was Lucy right? Were you a hallucination? I can't tell what's real. No, wait, I can. This feeling is real. I'm finally in control. Snoopy, if you're real, I'll be back later. I'm getting on the next bus. I'll find the little red-haired girl. Don't wait up for me, boy, if you exist. And if you don't exist, if you died as a puppy like Lucy says, goodbye, boy, you helped me. Or I helped myself. Who knows? Not me. Not yet. But I got other fish to fry. Oh, hey, Pigpen.
Who you talking to, Charlie Brown?
Myself.
You're weird, man. I like it.
Take a bath. You smell like someone crapped a barf.
I appreciate your honesty.
Later. I got a bus to catch.
And I got a bath to take.
You're a man now, Charlie Brown.
Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Where is my mind?
David Koechner as Snoopy, me as Charlie Brown, John Munson as Pigpen. And now the Wits game show. This week, something smells gamey. We all like to play a game sometimes, have a little fun, take our mind off the crushing reality of mortality, if only for a few moments. Some games, however, are better known than others. For every Monopoly or Chutes and Ladders, there are dozens of, some of the things we're about to talk about. Now, David Koechner is an expert verbal improviser. Metric is a group that makes beautiful, beautiful music, and we're not going to let either of them use those primary talents. David will sing the jingle to the game. Emily and Jimmy of Metric will explain how the game works. As always, I will award a winner after each round in a manner that is unfair and capricious. David, you will go first. Please give us the jingle behind Canisters of Steven.
Canisters of Steven, canisters of Steven. Let's open it up and see what we find.
All right. It's an opening move. It's an opening move. It's a...
Did you want 6 minutes? I didn't know what you...
No, that's fine.
I got this one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're going to sing it or are you going to explain it?
I'm going to tell you what this game is.
Tell me what the game of Canisters of Steven is about, Emily.
It's pretty disgusting. But essentially the way it works is each player gets 4 metal canisters placed in front of them on the bar. 3 of them are local handcrafted artisanal beers at room temperature. And the 4th contains Steven's at room temperature. And the winner is whoever can tell the difference.
I want to play that game.
Wow. Stick around after.
I want to play with you afterwards.
Yeah, there's going to be some drinks, I hear.
You Canadians are hardcore.
How much does Steven drink?
Moving on, Emily and Jimmy, you'll go next. Please explain to us how to play the popular game, kids love it the world over, Did You Forget You Owned a Hamster?
Not children, but young adults all get together. They decide that they're going to play Did You Forget You Owned a Hamster? Mm-hmm. They all go home. They search under the cushions of their couch. When the first person to find a hamster that they forgot that they owned when they were a child, but is still there, wins the game.
So this is only a game to be played among the very forgetful.
Exactly.
All right.
It says forget in the name of the game.
Oh, okay.
It's not did you remember you owned a hamster, is it?
Touche, Jimmy Shaw. David Koechner, when did you forget you owned a hamster was advertised on television? How did the song go?
Did you forget me? Did you forget me? How could you? How could you? I'm just a hamster. I can't be responsible for myself. Come on, you're a human. I'm just a hamster. I'm just a hamster. How could you forget me?
I'm giving that one to David Koechner. I like the explanation, but I admired the hardcore punk moxie.
I just worked with Henry Rollins.
Oh, okay, there you go. David, you'll go first for this one. Gravy missile. It's strong. Emily and Jimmy of Metric, how do you play gravy missile?
Well, I don't know how many people know this, but I'm from Canada. And in Canada, gravy only means one thing. Exactly. All right, we've got some people in the room.
Minnesota's a border state. Right.
Poutine. It means poutine. And it's fries with gravy and cheese, and you have to be pseudo-French, but it's fine. We'll forget
that. It's really delicious with a canister of Steven, actually.
Oh, yeah,
it's
true.
Wash it back.
So the gravy missile, which is akin to this, the sound that David made, is how you feel afterwards. But the game gravy missile is when you get together with your friends, you shoot a missile from wherever you are on Earth towards Quebec. And then you run and you race the missile. And if you beat the missile to the poutine, you win.
Metric gets the point. I should backtrack. I never awarded a winner for the first one, and I was so offended and taken aback by Metric's answer that I'm giving them the point for that one. Because their job as a rock and roll band is to shock and disgust me, and I just figure, okay.
Finally.
Yeah, finally. Metric gets the win. Metric is the winner of our game, ladies and gentlemen. Apologies to David Koechner. You were a good competitor. Please
just
accept
to compete in such a competitive
sure.
arena is a win all its own.
Please accept this case of turtle wax.
Thank you, O Grand Arbiter.
Dutch and Small Eric are trying to help you.
Hey, everyone. It's Dutch here with my best friend, brother, and business partner, Small Eric.
How are you people doing?
Big news! This Saturday is the opening of our brand new 200,000 square foot Dutch and Small Egg Mega Repair Center. It's been a wild few months, so many customers coming in for life coaching that we've reopened our car repair business with a huge new garage, food repair business with a massive kitchen, and our dream repair business!
But the ban is still in effect.
Small Egg still can't legally enter homes. But that's what the adjacent Dutch and Small Eric Hotel is for. Just go to sleep, and Small Eric lets himself in and solves your problems. You awake refreshed, and if you're lucky, Small Eric is sleeping beside you. There's a 3-month waiting list, so sign up today. Here's a satisfied customer.
Hi, I had a busted Fiat, a beef stew, and that was a disaster, and nightly dreams of being eaten by frogs, but Dutch and Small Eric are making it all better, I guess. I haven't seen the car, and there isn't much stew left, but I trust these guys because Small Eric was spooning me when I woke up this morning.
Just look for the huge megastore shape to look like the shit near the gas station they burned down!
Dutch and Small Eric are trying to help you.
And now the Wits Lightning Round. Short questions, short answer, big prizes, no prizes.
Do I get a play?
You do. David Koechner, funniest Marx brother.
Harpo.
Metric, aren't you destined to be rejected by Americans by dint of your name alone?
Yes.
David, you have 5 kids. Which one is the best?
Eve, the youngest. Let me answer again. Say it again.
David, you have 5 kids. Which one is the best?
Small Eric!
Emily, what's the worst thing a cow can do?
Tip over.
Jimmy, you were born in England, lived in America and Canada. Which country is the best?
Canada.
David. Walked right into that bear trap. David,
just go there. Come on.
David, you've worked with a lot of people in Hollywood. Who is the worst one?
Me.
Jimmy and Emily, who is the most Canadian between the two of you?
Ooh,
probably me.
Jimmy.
Jimmy and Emily, there's a tournament for most Canadian being held between Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, Bryan Adams, Anne Murray, Celine Dion, and Gordon Lightfoot. Who wins?
Whoever has the longest beard.
David, who among Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, Bryan Adams, Anne Murray, Celine Dion, and Gordon Lightfoot could you beat in a fight if it came to that?
Anne Murray!
David, if you were stranded on a desert island, how did that happen?
Anne Murray!
David, who's your hero?
John Moe.
Jimmy, what would you like to...
Let me answer again.
Please. Story of my life. David, who's your hero?
John Moe's wife. How does she do it?
That's a dang good question.
Let me answer again.
David, who's your hero?
Anne Murray!
Emily, Captain Kirk or Captain Picard?
Oh, Picard.
David, you're a bald guy who wears a hat a lot, and so is Ron Howard, and everyone knows you're bald, and being bald is fine. It's not a stigma anymore, so what's with the hat?
I'm fair-skinned.
You know who else is fair-skinned?
Who? Anne Murray!
And that's the Wits Lightning Round, everybody. Oh, my goodness. Here's Jimmy Shaw and Emily Haynes of Metric.
Get hot, get too close to the flame. Wild open space, talk like an open book. Sign me up, got no time to take a picture. I'll remember someday all the chances we took. We're so close to something better left unknown. We're so close to something better left unknown. I can feel it in my bones. After all of this is gone, who would you rather be? The Beatles or the Rolling Stones? Oh, seriously.
A lot of people help make Wits happen. Thanks to our broadcast engineer, Rob Byers, and Fitzgerald Theater staff, Tom Campbell, Alan Freckman, Mike Wangan, and Dan Zimmerman. We're on Twitter at Wits, on Facebook, just look for us, and on the World Wide Web, witsradio.org. You can get information there on past and future shows. All of our shows are podcasts on iTunes. Check us out, write a review if you could. Wits is written by me and Ben Acker and Ben Blacker, Allison Augustine and Lauren McGuire, and Wendy Molyneux and Jeff Drake. We're joined, as always, by music director John Munson and the witnesses, Steve Rome, Joe Savage, Richard Medick, and Janie Winterbauer. Thanks to our musical guest, Metric, and of course to David Koechner. Our executive producer is Peter Clowney. Wits was created by our guru of staged events, Tony Bull, senior producer Larissa Anderson, and me. I'm John Moe. Bye now.
You now.
Come on, baby, play me something. Like here comes the sun.
Hi, folks. It's John Moe again. Here's a little something extra from this week's show, just for you.
We really wanted to take this moment to play a couple songs that we love that were written by some of our favorite people. Okay, one person. Thanks, ladies. I could do this all night. You have those people in your life that you can't really imagine musically, you know, how you'd exist without them. Perhaps you have writers or people in your life that are like that. For me, it is the musician Lou Reed. We had a bit of a scare with Lou, and he's fine. He's going to be fine. And it was just a real moment to realize how important it is to value these people that have contributed so much to our culture, so much to our sense of possibility. So I'm kind of just bringing that energy to our contribution to this night, if I may. Here we go.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy. But mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Linger. Linger on.
Thank you.
That's Metric with John Munson and the Witnesses.